I think many of us have the sense that when we came to faith in Jesus Christ, it was as though God had come looking for us. Jesus said, "Whosoever would believe in him would have eternal life." And that promise stands out for all people. But we know that we must come to a place of repentance and faith to receive the grace of God. And yet we have this sense that God came looking for us. And in some ways, it was just always meant to be that we should be God's children. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians, the first chapter. And the third verse, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will." Some theologians have surmised that since we are predestined, that is, God has chosen us, that we really don't have much of a say or any say in it at all. And some have gone so far as to say repentance is not necessary. But the Bible tells us that all men everywhere are commanded to repent. And I think each of us knows this, that we heard this call of God, we felt it some way, and somehow, somewhere, it struck a note in our heart, and we came to a place of repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Many of us were taught from very small children. What a blessing that was for me to be taught by my parents, especially my mother, so that I simply knew that God's grace was there, but there's still that sense that God came looking for me. Isn't that what Jesus said? "I am the good shepherd. What man of you, having 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does not go out and leave the 99 in the field and go look for the one that is lost?" God came looking for us. He has chosen us in his wisdom and his knowledge, his foreknowledge, and we have been saved. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your choice of us. You chose me. I did not choose you. The offer is there for everyone. But I know, Lord, that somehow you've blessed me with grace to believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.